بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life.
So far we were talking about jihad, different aspects, different thing. But today we're going to continue with more questions. But before going to the furthermore questions, I would like our guests to give us some introductory words and some brief, we can say, topics about the previous session. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to our show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Really, thanks for your time.
It is my pleasure again to be at your service.
God bless you.
And I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to have a beneficial discussion with our great audience.
Indeed, indeed. Would you please give us some short introduction from the previous session?
Yeah. So, as you know, previously we discussed about the major jihad or the greater jihad, which is called in Arabic or jihad on nafs. And I told you that this kind of jihad is something actual which has happened in this world, and we have many examples about this. So, I told you about the prophets. God bless them, and that they fulfilled this mission. I mean, they could stick and get engaged themselves more to the spiritual part of their life than the physical part. Maybe this question also comes to the mind, and some people they might ask that, okay, maybe this is only for prophets. What about the ordinary people?
So that's a good question.
Yeah.
Can we make it?
Yeah. We have also, maybe you yourself, you think about you, your personal life, or the people around you, your neighbors. Every person who is watching this, they might think that, yeah, if you think, normally we can say some people, they are in this way. For example, let me tell you this, this is very story among the, you know, seminary students. That once there was a person whose name was Rajab Ali Khayyat. So this person was a really, really a simple and ordinary guy in the very beginning of his age. I mean, he was young. So he was a tailor, not, you know, just going and sewing the clothes. Not, we cannot say he was a scholar or scientist or a philosopher, or the, no, he was a normal guy, normal person.
Okay, I think I heard about him. He was a tailor, isn't it?
Yeah, tailor.
He was one of the great mystics in this contemporary time,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly, oh, he is. We have heard many stories about him, that even many scholars, they joined his lessons about the mysticism and the moral features.
So. And he was illiterate, isn't it?
Yeah, know? He was at the same time illiterate. So what happened to that normal guy, a normal person, the ordinary, or sometimes you can say lay one, to come to this position in his life? So he himself, in one of his memories, just said that when I was young, and you know, I was not that much good looking, but in a normal, you know, physical and looking way, and so one of the girls of the family, she was interested in me, or she was she loves me at that time. She loved me at that time. When there was a place, so I was going early morning to my shop and to my store, just you know, daily store routine job. That. Girl came to me, and it was completely early morning. There was no one, and it was not, you know, crowded. No one was there, and she took off her clothes, just, you know, embraced her completely.
We came naked.
Yeah, right? Naked. Yeah. So at the same time, also I was young and full of desires. It was really a hard decision for me, he said. It was really hard a decision for me, but at that time exactly, I remembered and I reminded Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I closed my eyes and I ran away.
So you mean at that time the girl propositioned him for bed? So at that time he refused and ran away?
Exactly. He refused and ran away. He said that exactly since then, my vision, I could see something that other people could not see. I mean, when a person was coming to me, I could see his real face, for example, the innate nature of that person, whether he is a good doer or bad doer, he's an evil doer or the right doer, he is a mu'min or believer or disbeliever, all these things from exactly that time. So we will see that even normal people with this test, if they could pass this test, so the results and outcomes will come exactly after. Let me tell you also the story about I myself, that this is a true story which happened also to me. Exactly several months ago, so there were two opportunities for me to get to the other country. So one of them was a European country and another one was a poor country. I don't want to mention the name of the countries, but it was poor. And I have been on that country before. So I was really confused in the very beginning, which one I have to choose, because I knew that I had to go to that poor country helping people, and I knew that people, my friends, because I've been there before that time, I knew that my friends, they were waiting for me to help also the needy people, I mean the orphanage centers. And also in the other side, also I was interested in going to that European country because it was modernized, full of technology, fancy and luxurious places, full of fun. With the friends, there was no difficulties and problems, no hunger, no, you know, being in a thirsty situation.
And when you go there, you don't have any fun.
Yeah,
fun. You so have to go for your risk.
It was really hard decision for me. I knew that my own my right decision must be that poor country, but in the other side also, because I was alone with myself. There was no one to, for example, to make a show off, for example, for others to say that no, or for example, I have to go that. It was a real challenge inside me. So finally, after several days, it took time. I decided to go to that poor country, and I set that country aside. And when I went for a month to that poor country, when I came back, I understood that even the opportunity of going to that European country was just missed.
It's over.
It was over, and no one could, and my friends could not go to that country. So. Exactly, it was a time that I really inspired. I was inspired by the voice of God, and it was really something interesting for me that if I would stay, for example, in my country, dreaming about going to that European country, not only I would lose that position of going to help other people there in that poor country, but also there was nothing in hand, I mean, in the other side. So right decisions, thinking about the spiritual part, thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order, there is always the reply of God. When we trust in Him, so for sure there will be the answer right back. This is about the discussion of the jihad or nafs and the, let's say, major or greater jihad that we have.
www.voiceislam.com